A small town had an elderly woman who was known for her kindness. In fact, she never had a bad thing to say about anyone. Imagine. She always had the disposition to find at least one good thing to say about everyone, even if someone were to be unkind to her. She would have one good thing to say. One day, two boys saw her walking down the street. One boy said to the other, "I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you can't make Mrs. Johnson say a bad word about anyone." "Deal," the other boy said. "I bet I can." As they passed on the street, the boy said, "Hello, Mrs. Johnson. May I ask you a question? What do you think about the devil?" "Well," she said, "you'll have to admit, he's always on the job." This first Sunday of Lent is Temptation Sunday. Because, yes, the devil is always on the job. The New Testament describes the devil as a roaring lion, prowling, looking for someone to devour. Or to put it nicely, he's always on the job. That is why temptation is all around us. There's no way to escape temptation in this life. No way. No matter who you are, where you live, or what you do. Just read the Bible. It's written in the context of temptation. The Bible opens with our first reading today about the story of Adam and Eve being tempted. Cain will be tempted to kill his own brother. Noah was tempted. Abraham, the father of faith, was tempted. Moses, King David, all the Old Testament prophets, and the New Testament apostles were tempted. And as we read in today's gospel, even our Lord Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. These temptations are often mental struggles, psychological struggles, because the only control the devil has over us is to tempt us so that we change our will. The devil does not have control of our will, only to entice us to change it. That is why we should never say, "The devil made me do it." "No, I did it. The devil suggested I do it." But when our Lord was tempted, it was more than that. It was a dramatic confrontation of the two kingdoms for all eternity. Our Lord's kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan. The temptations we heard are about the clashing of the kingdom of light against the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of heaven, literally against the kingdom of hell. And how did the devil tempt our Lord? The devil tempted our Lord the way the devil tempts us, by tempting us to misuse our greatest gift. Our greatest gift will be our downfall. What makes us successful in life can be our demise. Our Lord's greatest gift is his divine power, his divinity. And so the devil tempted our Lord to misuse his power, to turn stones into bread, to avoid death altogether, to take over the world in dominance rather than as a servant. What does Jesus do? His example is an example that we must live. It's our only chance in temptation. He puts himself in God's protecting hands. So, what is your temptation? Are you a very positive person? You'll be tempted to lose hope. You're very active? You'll be tempted to ask, what difference does it make? That will be our temptation. And so when we're tempted as well, when we realize it, only God can protect us from it. We do not have the power within ourselves to resist the temptations of the devil. It must be divine power which will be available for us. And let us never forget, we are being protected in ways we can never imagine. So the church wants us to recognize, as we listen to this gospel today, Lent begins where Lent will end. Today we heard Satan say to our Lord, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from the top of that temple. In a few weeks, we will gather here for Good Friday. We will read the Passion, and we will hear people yell to our Lord while he's dying on the cross, if you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. Our lesson in this first Sunday of Lent is this. Jesus was tempted to the end. We will be tempted to the end. Or, as Mrs. Johnson said, the devil is always on the job.